presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy,
September 3rd, 11 o'clock America, New York, the Canada conundrum. The North American nation has vast potential, yet underperforms on the global economic stage. The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 3rd, 8 o'clock America, New York, highlights of my week's reading and viewing. Here are four particularly notable articles, blog posts, or videos from this week. First, the case for drinking. Highlight. Alcohol helps us to be more creative.
Marginal Revolution.
September 3rd, 7:24 America, New York, Proudhon, to be governed. To be governed is to be watched, inspected, spied upon, directed, law-driven, numbered, regulated, enrolled, indoctrinated, preached at, controlled, checked, estimated, valued, censured, commanded, by creatures who have neither the right nor the wisdom nor the virtue to do so.
Marginal Revolution.
September 3rd, 3:22 America, New York, the Dominican Republic is underrated. Despite being one of Latin America's poorest countries in the mid-1960s, the Dominican Republic has made remarkable progress in terms of income convergence. What is remarkable about the Dominican Republic's progress is not just the level of convergence but also its speed compared to other countries in the region.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 3rd, 2:42 America, New York, the confusing China debate. Tyler Cowen has a good post on the debate over China's economic policy, which links to a recent WSJ article on the topic. I've noticed that when people debate this issue, they tend to talk past each other.
Marginal Revolution.
September 3rd, 0:47 America, New York, who runs the AEA? That is a new gel publication, gated, by Kevin D. Hoover and Andre Svorensik. Here is the abstract. The leadership structure of the American Economic Association is documented using a biographical database covering every officer and losing candidate for AEA offices from 1950 to 2019.
Global economy.
September 2nd, 2253 America, New York, billionaire founder of Foxconn leaves board to pursue Taiwan presidential bid. Terry Goh still largest shareholder of world's biggest iPhone maker.
Global economy.
September 2nd, 2200 America, New York, China's economic slowdown reverberates across Asia. South Korea mired in longest manufacturing slump since 1970s.
BBC News Business.
September 2nd, 2117 America, New York, Tesco staff offered body cameras over crime fears. It follows similar moves by other retailers and daily incidents rising from 450 a day, up to 850.
BBC News Business.
September 2nd, 1922 America, New York, NATS air traffic control fault. Experts reflect on 3 days of chaos. Why did a fault that was fixed promptly delay so many flights?
BBC News Business.
September 2nd, 1906 America, New York, why your burger may not always look like the advert. Burger King is facing a U.S. lawsuit over images of its Whoppers, but advertisers are allowed to exaggerate.
New York Times Business.
September 2nd, 1825 America, New York, driverless taxis blocked ambulance and patient later died, San Francisco Fire Department says. Two cruise taxis delayed an ambulance carrying a car accident victim to a hospital, a department report said. The company said it was not at fault. Copyright. Typhoon Joshkun, Anadolu Agency, via Getty Images. A cruise, which is a driverless taxi, seen operating in San Francisco in July.
Marginal Revolution. September 2nd, 1410 America, New York, model this, P.S. price controls. The Bucks are signing Alex Antetokounmpo. Now all three brothers are playing together. pic.twitter.com/rwd5qv8rx, say cheese. Mouth. Cheese underscore wedge. At say cheese dingtel, September 1st, 2023. Marginal Revolution.
September 2nd, 1230 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. The howdy doody longhorn steer car culture that is Nebraska. Good video 2, NYT. Who needs an old-style NJ hood ornament? 2. Investment is booming in Ohio.
Global economy.
September 2nd, 1046 America, New York. How the UK's radical data revisions shattered its economic narrative. Changes to Office for National Statistics output estimates leave economists rushing to revise views.